This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If we want to defeat capitalism, we are going to need a party that will organize working people to fight for the demands that we want and to win socialism. Thank you so much.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yeah.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Okay, is there a speaker against name, chapter, pronoun?
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Okay.
That was the opening remarks to the Democratic Socialist Convention that was held in Atlanta over the weekend. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You want to talk about some crazy people. The Democratic Socialists. Let's just call them what they are. Democrats. There's no difference. They want to, their goal is we're going to get rid of capitalism. Okay, good luck with that. Wow. I said earlier in the broadcast, civil war, folks, civil war. You're at war with ideas. The war isn't, when people think of war, they think of either, you know, shooting, you know, trench warfare and, you know, battleships and all that, or they think of somebody, you know, putting their fist up and going to battle with one another. War is a war of words. It is a war of ideas. That's where the real wars begin, is with the war of ideas. And I just play for you wacky people. Point of order! Will people stop whispering? I mean, can you imagine being triggered because of the ambient noise and asking for a point of order because you get triggered with ambient noise? I mean, that's, I'm just giving you an idea. And the other one, use of pronouns. Really? Those are your issues. That's how you're going to solve the world's problems. Oh, and by the way, let's get rid of capitalism. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call in. Yep. Democrats are amazing rodents is what they are. They are, D.C. is rat-infested. It's a rat-infested swamp, as is all the other cities that are occupied by Democrats. And they are rodents. They are people that do not care about the greater good. They claim to, but that's when you know they don't. It's an easy thing. I tell you guys all the time, there's no secret to what I do here. I listen to what a Democrat says and I go, that's a lie. And then I start to poke holes in their lies. We love women. We love children. Really, Harvey Weinstein? Okay, great. Really, Kevin Spacey? Yeah, you love women, you love children, huh? Yeah, maybe a little too much. You love black people too, right? You love the Latinos. You love the Muslims. You love the gays. They love them all. They love them all as long as they're getting what they want. But let me tell you something. If the gays were to gain control, you want to know who the Democrats would hate? They would hate the gays. Let me just tell you, whoever sits on the high horse, prepared to get stoned. They're going to knock you down. Doesn't matter who it is. Their ideology changes. I don't love the gays any more than I love the straights, the non-gays. I don't hate the gays, and I don't hate anybody. I don't think you do either. You may have your biases about different things that people do. You might have your biases about their agendas and things like that. You might have a bias against black people because you're like, stop your whining, you bunch of black babies, you know? Because that's not the way you were raised. That's okay. It's okay to have that bias. No, that's a prejudice, Kevin. That is a racial insensitive. Ah, no, it isn't. That is a bias based on sound, you know, looking at something and saying, why do these black people always seem to complain? Let a white person go on TV and say that. Why is it every time I turn around, every time there's a police shooting, right or wrong, black people got to go and get mad?
Oh, you're a racist. You're a racist. Really? But it happens. It happens everywhere. You know, guy, but I mean, I could tell you story on top of story where some silly butt Negro is out doing something stupid, gets himself killed. There was a story in St. Louis, a heroin dealer got shot after initiating a gunfight with the police. They chase him down, end up shooting him because he is now a public menace, and black folks were ready to protest for this dude. Not ready to, they did. They protested. And the only reason why it went away, because it was so egregious, even these silly Negro enabling white folks went, oh, even we can't get behind. Sorry, black people, we really can't get behind you on that one. I mean, we'd like to. It's so funny to watch them. Man, if I was on the other side, I swear, I would have white leftists bathing my feet, anointing. I mean, I would rewrite the Bible of Kevin. The Bible of the Kevin Jackson Show? Maybe. The Bible of Kevin, I would rewrite the words of God because I would become a God to them. I would have these people just catering. I would have them just, they would be so afraid to speak. Man, it's amazing what these clowns are willing to do. Y'all are lucky. I'm going to say this. I'll say it probably to the day I die. You white people on the conservative side, you better be glad I'm on your side. Because I know how to be devious on the other side of this issue. I just choose not to. There's not enough money over there to make me want to do it. And don't misunderstand me. It ain't like I'm paying my bills like I'm, you know, big balling over here. I ain't Trump. But boy, I could be. It's that simple. The world has catered itself to a guy like me with the level of intellect that I have and the ability to see through their stupid art. I'm just telling you, I would sit on the throne over there. I'd have talk shows. I'd be the belle of the ball. I know exactly how it would be. So anybody that, some guy was talking to me about helping TeaPartyCommunity.org. Well, Kevin, what's my $5 membership going to do, his $5 a month membership? I was like, man, you better get out of my face. $5. If I was on the left, I'd be cashing checks of millions. I'd be receiving donations of millions. And you know what? I'd have your kids enslaved in less than a decade. I ain't talking about metaphorical slavery. I'm talking about they would be paying black people reparations. They'd be buying us Cadillacs. They'd be putting us in the fattest houses. It would be France on steroids. Better be happy I'm on your side. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, yeah, shake up going on. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, what's the dude? Whole lot of shaking going on. I forget the name of the dude. Billy Ray, not Billy Ray. Chubby, not Chubby Lee. Y'all is too young to remember, but I remember. I can see him. Jerry Lee Lewis. That's what I'm trying to think of. Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole lot of shaking going on, a whole lot of shaking going on in D.C., a whole lot of shaking going on in the Democratic Party because a lot of stuff is happening that they don't like, that they don't want to get out. And if you sense the desperation, if you say to yourselves, well, what is that in my mouth? If you say to yourselves, you know, there's a, seems to me like there's a lot good, like they're stirring stuff up, they're keeping stuff going. What else do they have? I want you to imagine if the Democrats stopped and fessed up. But just a second. Welcome, by the way, people. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. If they just fessed up, say, hey, look, we know Hollywood. Hollywood's been running rampant on the women's movement. It's unfortunate. It's terrible. Hollywood has been running rampant on children with pedophile rings. Democrats in cities have been allowing sex trafficking and drugs and condoning this type of activity. It's one of the most corrupt things out there. We've got to clean up government. We've got to clean it up. These cities are the worst. If they just fessed up, you know what? We've been anti-Republican not because of your ideas, but just because we know you're right, we're wrong, and we need to all work together to solve problems. Let's go solve some problems. Let's solve the inner city school problems. Let's solve the problems of the family. Let's really do legislation that condones strong, positive families and role models. Let's look at revisiting the criminal justice system and solving problems and keeping people with their families and looking for solutions as we work on the crime problem. Let's solve our problem of immigration by showing the humanitarian nature of Americans, but by also making people follow our laws and understand that we've got our legal system. Let's do that as well. Let's look at our jobs and let's look at academia and stop teaching social justice, which we talk about it in SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Stop teaching social justice. Teach kids real skills. Let's not make a society where everybody feels the pressure to go to college because it gives you some sort of status. There's status in trades. There's status in all the things that need to be done. And let's encourage people to find what they're really good at. Let's encourage people to feel good about who they are so we can curb the suicide rate. Yeah, and let's work with our veterans to make sure that when they come back, they can re-enter society in a good way. Do you see what I'm saying? Am I making sense? I know I am. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That's why you're here. We make sense. I want you to imagine if we all just got together and said, we're going to solve these problems. We're not going to kick cans down the road anymore. We're not going to point fingers. We're going to get together collectively and solve problems. We're going to truly get people off of welfare. We're going to create a work state where people want to work. They're encouraged to work. They feel good about it. And we're going to make them feel good about themselves. I want you to understand it's funny because when I'm looking at myself in a mirror, and I don't even need a mirror to do it because I feel like a reflection of myself when I speak to you or anywhere else. But when I think about myself, I feel nothing but confidence. There's a show right now called Billionaire Undercover or some. Anyway, he's a dude that says, I'm going to be in 90 days, I'm going to start a business and make it and become a millionaire. And he's only got $100 and they drop him somewhere. And he goes out and he chronicles how he does it. You know, that's the feeling that I have. I've told many people this. I said, you could pretty much drop me anywhere in the world and within a year, I will be one of its solid citizens. People will say, this guy is amazing. Now, I'm not talking about the Middle East where they, you know, won't even want to chop my head off. I'm talking about in a place where there's any kind of opportunity, I'll find it. That's been my attitude. That's the attitude that I raised my boys with, that you can do anything. In fact, I told them, I said, be a bartender and learn how to play an instrument, and you can survive pretty much anywhere in the world because you'll pick up the language. You'll find somebody that likes you, that wants to take you in, if you have the right attitude. And I could go on. Anyway, I was talking about the rift with the Democrats. And one of the things that you may not be aware of, but Ocasio-Cortez announced that her staff is experiencing a shakeup because her chief of staff and her director of communications are looking for new jobs. Now, I don't know much more about the story, except I did see something that they may be investigating her chief of staff. That's all I know. I didn't dig into it because I like to make assessments of these things and then challenge you to go do your homework. But here's what I'll tell you. AOC is at the top of her game, theoretically, right? Everybody knows her. She's on Instagram. She's on Twitter. She's making videos. She's the belle of the ball. She's on late night TV. Everybody talks about her. They make her sound like she's King Kong. Nancy Pelosi took a picture with her and I jokingly said, hey, there's Nancy Pelosi with the speaker. So she's made to be bigger than life. But she loses two of her top people in a blink of an eye. See, that's the kind of thing that makes a guy like me as a strategist and a risk person, I say, that's interesting. Now, one of my friends left Prince at the height of Prince and the Revolution. His name is Dez. And Dez left because he found God. Why else would you leave Prince at the height of Prince's, you know, ascension? I mean, this guy was bigger than life. And my buddy left the band. You know, he was with him for 4 years. Maybe at 4 or 6, I forget. But anyway, he leaves the band at the height. These guys are leaving AOC at the height, theoretically at the height. So my, and in Dez's case, Prince was the height. My question to you is AOC at the height? See, the polling says otherwise. Polling says she's not at the height. The other thing I would ask is, why now? Well, I mean, it's a strange thing to be with somebody who's got that, who you built a career around, who's really, in my opinion, if she, there's much more for her to do if she was really the right candidate. And why are they leaving? I don't have an answer for you, except I will speculate and tell you that there's trouble in paradise. That's what I will tell you. What else are we missing? We haven't talked about Omar very much or Tlaib. They're still trying to, they've gone from the racist meme. I want you to understand something that's happened. They went from the racist meme of Tlaib and Omar and those guys to Donald Trump is racist because he criticizes Baltimore. What happened to the other racism? Oh, I know they allude to it, but I'm saying one racism trumps the other, right? The attacking a, quote, civil rights leader's district is more racist than attacking these four women of color who are anti-American. I just want you to pay attention to the news. I don't care that you find it. It's not so much what's buried inside of it, because your observations are better than the actual news itself. So ask yourself, why did they make that transition from four women of color to one black dude of color, and why is it not resonating? Maybe it's because the Democrats' message isn't resonating as much. Just give it some thought. More bad news for Democrats when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dayton's Democratic Mayor Nan Whaley says President Trump is welcome to visit her city tomorrow.
He's the President of the United States, and as he has an official capacity as president, you know, in the official capacity of mayor, I will greet him here.
Republicans and Democrats in Congress are trying to find some sort of bipartisan compromise on a gun safety bill after a series of mass murders that left dozens of people dead in several states. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York, appearing with Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, says that the Senate should take up the improved background check bill that was already passed by the House.
The arguments you hear about it have really nothing to do with the bill. It's talking about people coming to your house and taking away your guns. The only people who are affected at all are people who have a criminal record or have been adjudicated as a mental patient.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want to hear some poll numbers? So, presidential job approval from Gallup disapprove, plus 12. Presidential job approval Rasmussen disapprove, plus 2. Meaning, more people disapprove of than approve. Gap between two different polls of 10%. And none of them saying that the people approve of President Trump's America, the economy, or anything. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's some other ones. I just want you to understand this. You could take the polls, pull your britches down, take a dump on them, because that is exactly what they mean. When I tell you you can disregard them completely, do so. Here's one on the 2020 Democratic candidates. Here's one that's not too good for Biden. So they had the tracking. Biden's spread was plus 17 in a Harvard-Harris poll, plus 14 in another. And it shows Biden at 32, Sanders at 18, Warren at 15, Harris at 10, Buttigieg at 6, O'Rourke 3, Booker 3, Yang 2, Castro 1, Gabbard 1, Steyer 1, Klobuchar 1, Delaney 1. And I'm sure, you know, the rest of them are in there, like de Blasio and some others, right? But Biden's now plus 14. I don't know whether, when it comes to the Democrats, don't know, don't care. They do their own polling. One poll, just so you have an idea, general election, Trump versus Sanders, Rasmussen says Sanders beats Trump by one. On what planet? It's just, all these things are meant to demoralize you, to make you feel small. Yeah, to make you feel small. Hey, I will give you this. August the 1st, Reuters had the president's disapproval poll at plus 18. Harvard Harris says the direction of the country's on the wrong track was at plus 17, meaning going the wrong way. So at least the polling's going down in that respect. These polls are so ridiculous. But you know what? I read them to you because I want you to understand that the level of desperation of the Democrats is, if they keep putting this information in front of you, because there's a guy, Art, he writes to me all the time, Kevin, have you seen the latest polls? Kevin, have you? I feel like I got a Jewish mother. No, Art, I don't see the polls. I don't see the America you see. And here's the thing, folks. This isn't me sort of taking this wide eye, you know, ooh, I'm a country bumpkin approach to America. I'm taking a realist approach. I'm taking an approach of people who are, as I talk to them in the field. I can't tell you the number of black folks. Perfect example. I'm sitting at the airport stuck in Nashville, Tennessee. And there's a young black lady. She's working on herself. She's an ethnic black chick. I'm talking about talk like this here. You know. And I hear her on the phone with her girlfriend. Girl, please. And I got to get these reports done. Shoot, they ain't going to pay me unless I get these reports done. I got to get these reports done on time and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm just minding my business, you know, doing my stuff as well. Where I'm stuck, everybody's stuck. So I don't remember how it came up, but something came up and she said, well, she said, I'm just going to put it out there. She said, I like Trump. And I was like, what did she just say? She said, shoot, I like. She said, I don't know how you feel. I said, I'm the biggest Trump supporter on the planet in terms of his, not, you know, like, woo-hoo, Donald Trump. I'm saying his policies. I'm his biggest supporter because the dude's policies work. If your policies work, I support you. So she's like, exactly. And then she goes on to beat up on Barack Obama. He didn't do nothing for black folks. And no. And she went, oh, shoot, I'm going to get my bills paid. You know, and I'm buying my condo. And once I get this short sale on this other thing over here I'm working on, my bills getting paid off. You know, she was a traveling nurse, and she had to document all of her stuff. And we talked for 30 minutes. And she just went on about what she liked about Trump. And I'm going, wow. And she said, a lot of people in my family, they get mad. She, I wear my MAGA hat. I wear my Trump shirt. And she was just went on and on and on. She said, and they know. They know exactly how I feel. And I'm like, wow. So here's what I'm saying. I'm not judging this on media, whatever. And here's the other thing I'll tell you. No matter what the left try to tell you about how black folks feel or how Latinos feel, believe me, there's an undercurrent in all the communities that they're talking about. The LGBT community has nothing to be against Trump about. Blacks certainly don't. Latinos certainly don't. Not Latino true Americans. They have nothing to be upset with Trump about. Women, they got nothing to be upset with Trump about. If you are a Satan-loving, anti-American, pro-Muslim brotherhood, dyed-in-the-wool, you know, sexist for your or gender, you know, genderism or whatever it is, and maybe you could hate Trump, except for your 401k is a little too fat for you to hate him too much. But other than that, there's no reason for you to hate on Trump. The polls are lying. Every one of these pundits that's trying to sell these ideas are lying. And every day you get closer and closer to the truth. I don't know. Look, I'm no psychic. The only thing I can tell, I can predict the reasonable common sense future, but I'm no psychic. I can't tell you when it's going to happen, but I will tell you this. It's already happening. Yeah. A lot of stuff, boy. Epstein's going to blow up in the face of the left. Not as big as the IG report. Not as big as the attempted coup on Trump. That's going to be huge. Are they waiting at the right time? Possibly. I don't know. I don't think you should politicize these things. But you know what I do know about D.C.? There are people who do say, yeah, we're going to politicize it. It's not going to go well for the Democrats when they do. Anyway. So there was a mass shooting in El Paso. Democrats claim the shooter was a Republican. He was a registered Democrat, but doesn't matter. The dead are the dead. Party affiliation has nothing to do with tragedy, unless you're a Democrat. Then party affiliation matters. Color matters. Gender matters. Sexuality matters. All of it. Nationality matters. But anyway, for us it doesn't, because we're smart. We know how to discern things. But Mexico has decided it may sue the United States over the death of some of its citizens. There were six Mexican nationals who were killed at the Walmart over here shopping in America. What? They don't have good stuff in Mexico? So six Mexican nationals were killed, and somebody decided, you know, we're going to sue America. Apparently, Mexico believes that Barack Sugar Daddy Obama still runs the U.S. government, that they're going to drop a pallet of cash in the middle of the night on a Mexican runway. They don't know that it's a white dude that's in charge, and he's fiscally responsible. And I don't know what they could possibly be thinking. Why would they consider such a farce under Trump? But the Mexican government, they say, is looking to take legal action. 6 killed, Mexican nationals were killed, and 7 were injured. During a press conference in Mexico, Marcelo Ebrard, Secretary of Foreign Affairs, called the shooting an act of terrorism against Mexicans in the U.S. Said they're going to look into it to see if there's enough evidence to solicit the extradition of the gunman. They want to bring him to Mexico. I say take him over there. I don't care. Anybody that's that callous that wants to shoot citizens of any country, take him over. Do what you want to him. They're investigating a racist anti-immigrant document they believe the suspect posted on the online message board 8chan. I hope they investigate this fully and find out what I believe to be the truth, that this dude has this has nothing to do with conservatism or illegals. I mean, how long have we been dealing with the illegal issue? 20-something million illegals in this country, and suddenly this one crazed Dylan Roof-like white boy decides to fight back. I don't buy it. I haven't done any research. I have no more information. If you're waiting on me to give you some more, I got nothing else except my common sense. And even if he were, so what? He's a crazed, deranged dude. But, see, I know human nature. I know who shoots and kills and who threatens and wants to beat you up over ideology, and it's not us. So this would be a very, very rare bird. Yeah. So they say we have it's a terrorist in our midst. But let's say President Trump actually gave them the money for their 6 victims. What could he do in retaliation? I'm guessing maybe he taxed them for the illegal drugs that they bring into the United States, and he figures out a way to say, okay, for every overdose victim in America, we're going to put a tax on Mexico. Every crackhead. Maybe he puts a bounty on the head of each of the blonde-haired white girls that gets smuggled into sex trafficking by way of Mexico. Or, what if he put a tax on the head of every Central American that comes through Mexico into the U.S. illegally? See, I don't think Mexico wants to play tit for tat, because America's going to give them tat. That's what I believe.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So they say Epstein got beat up or maybe he tried to commit suicide. I don't know if you guys saw this, but here's where it reads. It says, accused pedophile and wealthy Manhattan financier Jeffrey Epstein was found injured and in a fetal position in his cell in a New York City jail, according to sources close to the investigation. Epstein is being held at the Metropolitan Correction Center. As he awaits his trial for conspiracy and sex trafficking, was found semi-conscious with marks on his neck. They said, an assault has not been ruled out, and another inmate was questioned. The inmate who investigators have talked to in lower Manhattan facility has identified himself. And he's he's a former police officer in Westchester County who was arrested in December and accused of killing four men in an alleged cocaine distribution conspiracy. New York. Wow. Woo. Handle your scandals, New York. Maybe somebody got old Taglioni to put a hit on it. What was his name? Tartaglioni. Nicholas Tartaglioni. That sounds like a mob name if I've ever heard one. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Look, I don't have any sympathy for Epstein, a guy that has a penchant for young kids, for young girls. I mean, it's funny. You know, I take my youngest son to school or whatever. All my kids, you know, I've watched them all grow up, obviously. And, you know, they've got little girlfriends that are, you know, my oldest son's 30 years old. So, I mean, you know, I've watched little girls mature that they've known. And the entire time that I've seen these young girls, I see that they're, you know, you can tell they're going to become beautiful young women, and many of them obviously have. But not a single time that I go, wow, I'm telling you, and I don't know, I think it's just a natural evolution of the human person that you... You know, when I was 17 or 18 years old, a 21-year-old girl was like, whoa, a 21-year-old girl to me now looks like a baby. I'm not kidding you. I don't remember. We were somewhere. I was with my youngest son. And, you know, these girls are 17, 18 years or whatever. And I'm looking at them like, man, these look like little babies. They're women. They got breasts and, you know, shapes and all that. But they look like babies. And then there's something in my mind that goes, mentally, they're children. You know, can you imagine hanging around with a 21-year-old? You're 50, 60 years old, and you've got to mentally meld with somebody in their 20s. I hear my son talk about stuff, and I go, I don't even know, what language are you speaking, kid? I mean, it keeps you young, but I don't know how you guys feel. I do believe I know how you feel because you feel like I do. I don't want to keep up with your young people trends. I don't want to keep up with the next big social media this or, you know, the next clothes phase or hairstyle. I don't want, look, the hairstyles for one thing crack me up. My youngest son has got, no exaggeration, this kid has worn at least 50 hairstyles. At least. You know how many hairstyles I had up until the point I was his age? One. The buzz cut. One. This kid combs it left, right, mohawk, thicker mohawk, mullet mohawk. I mean, I couldn't even describe you. All I can tell you is when I give a pictorial of this kid, and for the record, I'm happy that he does it. I'm happy. Because my mom buzzed my head. That was it. I went up to my brother and I would trap. I forget the guy's name. I used to know his name. Go into the backside of his house where he had his little barber studio. Get our hair. I mean, we would go, literally walk up there by ourselves, me and my brother, have our little dollar or whatever we paid him, hand him the money, zzz, like it was a military haircut. He cut our heads, shaped them up. We went back, and that was that. Till the next time. And by the way, I found out later the dude committed suicide. Yeah, that broke my heart. Because, I mean, he's a nice man. But, yeah, he cut my hair. He buzz cut me. That's what he did. Anyway, I don't know what Epstein's going to do. I don't care, but you know what? It is what it is. He's a lefty that deserves what he gets. Here's a story that I found interesting. Millennials who have delayed marriage, children, and home ownership have been spending their money not just on servicing their student loans, but on fun and adventure throughout Southeast Asia. Some of these youngsters have been backpacking in countries like Hong Kong and Thailand without money, forced onto the streets to beg for money to fund the remainder of their trip. This is an article that was in The Guardian. All right. So it says locals have called these Western backpackers begpackers. I call them Obama citizens. These are the very people that supported Barack Obama, see the world as, you know, oh, everybody's just loving and giving, which, by the way, many people in the world are. But Is an American backpacking through Europe or whatever else? Let me tell you, not a lot of sympathy. Backpacking through Asia, they know how much money Americans make. They know how much money these kids have. They're like, whatever. Anyway, they call them backpackers. They say government officials in several countries have had enough with these, get this, pesky white youngsters asking for money from people who are significantly poorer than they are. Have you heard of the backpackers? Well, you have now. These are the Obama voters. Help us travel around the world. I'm looking at some of the signs. I'm traveling around the world without money. Please support my travel. They said Thailand has started asking tourists at airports to provide financial information that shows they've enough funds to travel the country. Having been there to Phuket and scuba dived over there a little bit with a friend of mine who turned out her boyfriend was a super wealthy dude. You wouldn't know it because he's a really humble guy, just a great guy. But anyway, having traveled there with money and ready to take it, you know, I wanted to experience the food and the culture and all that, especially the very first time I went, last time I went, I was scuba diving. But yes, you go somewhere not to be a beggar, not to be a ward of the system or even at the mercy of others. Look, if you were doing it to say, I wanted to backpack through countries and see who is the most giving country, and you want to write a book about it, I get it. You want to document that experience. Because here's what I tell you about America. We are that. We are the most loving, giving. People are down on their luck. Yeah, I'm from bed. I need to get back to Sweden. Oh, okay, great. Well, let's see what we can do to help you. We got churches organized, and we're doing bake sales and all kinds of stuff to get Olga back home, right? That's what we do. I still say America would prove all these countries to be bogus in that respect. Anyway, goes on to say Bali, an Indonesian island known for its beaches, is so furious with backpackers that if caught by the police, they will be sent to their respective countries' embassies. We tend to report these cases to the relevant embassy so they can oversee their citizens who are on holiday. Backpacking is not limited to countries in the Southeast Asia. The trend has recently extended into South Korea, where a video has surfaced online showed a Korean man verbally blasting a backpacker who was begging for money, telling him that he needs to go back to his own country. What did that man say? You need to go back? That racist North South Korean? You need to go back? What are these countries telling our folks? You need to go back. You need to go back. Here's the prevailing thought here. While many people understand people in hardship, what the world is saying is, we know you have money, Americans. Stop coming over here with your leftist nonsense and trying to effectively guilt us into getting you to the next location so you can go gallivant around the world. Go world hopping. Have your money. They have it. You know what's funny? Most of these kids, if you were to go and look at their ability to go find the money, they got it. They have it. They have parents. They have rich uncles. They have access to it. What they're doing is they're taking this leftist crazy ideology and they're saying, we're going to go around the world and we're going to take this leftism and we're going to prove that we can get money from anybody. Money should be given away. And you know what the world is responding? It's saying, no, Americans, take your little chumpy butts back. We're going to dump you off at your embassy. I want you just to parallel this to America. Right now, we got people coming into this country. We're being told, help, help, help. Where's the outcry from the leftists saying, look, you need to support our backpackers? All they want to do is enjoy your country. Can you imagine if backpackers in America were being told, go back to your country or whatever else? What would be the leftist outcry? You know what I'm talking about. Just want to make the parallels, folks. What's good for America, according to the leftists, no other country's held to that standard. I've proven it time and time again on this radio show, The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, available 2 hours a day, 5 days a week at KJRadio.com anytime.
This is The Kevin Jackson Show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.